This place is pretty familiar to most of us in South Yorkshire. I'm standing right next to Meadow Hall. The River Don runs right by the shopping centre. It's looking pretty calm at the moment. But 2 weeks ago, it was a completely different story here, as a month's worth of rain fell in just 24 hours. I was here reporting in the torrential downpour as the river rose against the flood walls. My clothes and microphone were absolutely sodden.
The rain continues to pour here at Meadow Hall. Behind me is the River Don. If I just show you, here is the wall, the flood defence wall, and there's the river. Literally a matter of inches before it overtops this wall and floods onto the road. The river level dangerously high, and as you can see, flowing extremely fast as well.
At the time, this road was closed and hundreds already in Meadow Hall were told to stay put. I was there with them until late into the evening, as some even prepared to spend the night.
Says that another 4 hours, 5 hours that we can get home, probably. We just come out at pictures and we were in queue for about two and a half hours.
Got to exit to go home, told us to turn around because that bridge of it done is ready for collapsing.
4 o'clock we came to get some Lego for my son. My wife said we'll only be 1 hour. And here we are, still at 8:15, and we're stuck here with a newborn, 2-week-old baby as well. No chance of getting out.
The multi-million pound flood defences in Sheffield held out. The city was protected. But Whiston and Rotherham was less lucky. When I arrived there, the rain was still coming down. The Beck had burst its banks. There was a car stuck up to its bonnet in flood water, and Liz Churton's house was underwater.
I just about had enough time to retrieve a number of things from my basement, which is also a living area. And the garden was like a boathouse, so we must have had about 3 metres. Got thousands and thousands of pounds worth of stuff that's, you know, will have to just be put into a tip.
I've driven about 20 miles northeast now, further down the River Don, to Bentley in Doncaster. A fortnight on and you can still see the devastation here. There are skips outside houses, stacked full of furniture, completely ruined by murky flood water. But when I first came here, it was a scene of chaos.
Water flooding down the streets and people are panicking and running around like headless chickens, and then, you know, all of a sudden sandbags get dropped off on the corner, and, you know, there's elderly people trying to drag wheelie bins and shopping trolleys. Everybody ran over to Morrison's and pinched shopping trolleys to take sandbags down to the house and try and shore up the front doors to stop the water getting in.
A big area was taped off and you could just see brown flood water flowing in between the rows of houses. People were wading through it, carrying pet dogs and bags of stuff. Up on the main road, police were going door to door, telling people they need to leave because in a few hours the whole area could flood.
The houses down on Town End, they're now flooded, and the sandbags didn't arrive till this morning. After the road had already flooded, there's elderly and there's
bedbound people,
and they're basically saying, you've got to come and get your own sandbags.
And now they're saying there's none left.
We can't have any now because there's none left.
It's taking all floorboards up.
Once the water receded, Sandra showed you round the damage in her house.
These will have to be unscrewed because that's the only way you get them up.
And just, you can see the marks in the wall, can't you, where it's kind of...
It went awful. That here, didn't it? That?
Absolute awful. No, you can't explain unless it happens to you. And what we've got to come next is muck and dust and plasters.
That evening, further down the Don, the village of Fishsnake became the centre of this story. It was almost completely underwater. Roads were like rivers. People's gardens were like lakes. Dan Greenslade's house flooded when his partner Jade was in labour, meaning they didn't have a home to bring their newborn daughter back to.
We had everything at home ready. We'd obviously spent a lot of money and a lot of time getting it all ready in her nursery and everything, but we can't even get into the house to get any of it out. There's literally nothing for her to sleep in. We spent a load of money doing it all up, ready for the baby coming, and then obviously this happening now, we just don't know what we're going to do, really.
I had to wade through water almost up to my knees with Dorothy as she went back to her house in Fishsnake for the first time since it flooded.
Right, here you go. There's no water in here.
Oh my God.
I can't describe it. It just doesn't feel like my home. There's no words. I don't know where we will start. I could just weep, but that's not going to get me anywhere, is it?
As the days went on, the village was a hive of activity. The national media had picked up on the story, so we had news vans parked on every corner, fire crews pumping out water, soldiers from the army coming and going, delivering sandbags. I was there day after day, seeing the village slowly recover and speaking to those devastated by the floods. 6 days on from me being at Meadow Hall, where all this started, the Prime Minister arrived in South Yorkshire to an angry reception.
Took your time, Boris, haven't you?
Yeah. Where you been?
Well, we've been on it round the clock.
I'm angry at the man. He should have been here 6 days ago. And to say publicly that it wasn't a national disaster, disgusting.
I've been here from day one with the community, helping out. Nobody's been here. It's like, I asked him, why has it took you 4 days to come out now? Is it because of the press?
I perfectly understand how people feel, and you cannot underestimate the anguish that a flood causes.
We decided last night to send some of the troops here that you see, and they're doing a great job.
Jeremy Corbyn had turned up several days earlier, but was criticised for politicising the floods.
Clearly the homes have been flooded just across the normally very small river, now a huge river. There's a lot of small businesses that have also apparently been affected, and so they need help as well.
As the devastation of these floods became clear across Doncaster, communities sprung into action to help those affected. Donations poured in of food, clothes, cleaning materials. Seeing it all stacked up in village halls and community centres just really drove home there was a positive from these floods. People really came together to help those who really needed it.
People are going back to their houses, and I have to say that some of them are facing a very, very difficult situation with houses wrecked, possessions wrecked, cars ruined, walls, floors buckling.
Right, you take this.
Don Valley Academy even stopped lessons so children could do their bit.
We've got to give out bags of shopping, clothes, food, sanitary products and cleaning items.
Handing bottles of clean water out to people who were affected, and socks, scarves, everything they needed.
It's scary seeing people's houses thinking it could be you.
Meanwhile, people started returning to their homes to assess the damage caused by the floodwater. John Duckett showed me around his bungalow in Fish Lake.
We're just wading through more than ankle deep water.
It's been up to fridge, top of fridge, enough.
We're standing in the kitchen now. It's just covered in murky flood water. There are things sort of floating in the murky water. Shoes, Crocs. We walk through to the living room. Crikey! It's just planks of wood floating around here.
Turns out to be them. That's floor out of
there. That's the floorboarding, is it? And then just rubbish, really. Carrier bags and
shoes,
clothes,
everything.
How does it feel to see your house like this?
Devastating, really, but you've got to accept it, haven't you? The new carpet in here 10 days since, fortnight since.
And that's completely ruined.
Oh, everything's ruined, isn't it?
Yeah. And going through into one of the bedrooms here.
Stuff they've chucked on the bed to try and save it like that, but.
And you didn't have long, did you? Much warning?
No, it just come all of a sudden. What if you went home now and your house was like this, what would you think? I can ask you a question.
I would think it's heartbreaking to see it like this.
I've been here since 1963 or 1964. It's never happened before.
2 weeks on, the water is gone and people are starting the long task of cleaning up. For some, attention's now turned to how all this happened in the first place. South Yorkshire last saw flooding on this scale back in 2007. Since then, tens of millions of pounds has been spent on new flood defences, mainly in Sheffield. Diane's house in Bentley was flooded 2 weeks ago, 12 years after the first time.
We've got to rip kitchen out, take all plaster off, same as they did 12 years ago.
Is that deja vu?
Yeah, deja vu, exactly. They've just left us. It's like, it don't matter if it goes into Bentley and Doncaster, it's Doncaster. They should be putting a lot of money into it to make sure it doesn't happen again. They have the money, they put it into Sheffield rather than Doncaster.
But experts say it's not that simple. John Grant lectures on this at Sheffield Hallam University.
Tens of millions of pounds have been spent on flood defences in Sheffield. Why is the same not happened in Doncaster?
It's almost impossible to design flood protection that will protect an entire catchment of a river when those kind of volumes are being dumped. You have to choose, with the resources we have now, who's going to be flooded and who hasn't. But this idea that the Environment Agency has to protect every house along the catchment and we give them a very limited budget, well, they have to prioritise that.
Well, standing here in Doncaster, the water's gone, so have the TV vans. The national news agenda has moved on. But for people here, it's just the start of a very long road.
It's over a year's worth of work, drying out and pouring everything down. It doesn't happen overnight, does it?
It's going to take a lot of time. And then there'll be a bit of the worry that next time it rains, that it's going to flood again.
Where do you start to refurbish and get it all back together? And, you know, where do you start?
Experts warn climate change will mean more and more extreme weather events like this. And for those hit so hard here in South Yorkshire, There'll always be that fear there, that their lives could get turned upside down by flooding, yet again.